Here's a little story I like to tell about four bad brothers you know so well. They had a little segment back in history with Carmen, Yurko, Wild Ol', and Sylvie. That's right, motherfuckers, crosstalk is back. But you can only hear it if you have this app. ESPN 1000 Chicago, look under Wild Ol' and Sylvie, Carmen and Yurko. Uncut, uncensored, and never discreet. You will like this as much as Carmen likes feet. 30 minutes of talking shit amongst friends. Crosstalk unhinged. Let the show begin.
What the fuck is up? And we have a special guest in studio today as we do Crosstalk Unhinged. And ladies and gentlemen, it is our pleasure to welcome in the First Midwest Bank studio, the one, the only, number 87, Tom Waddle.
Yeah. From your 85 Bears, everybody.
You all fuck yourself.
Fresh off his tour of Scandinavia and the subcontinent.
Yes. You all
welcome
can
back, Tommy.
Fuck yourselves. How
are you,
that?
Tommy?
How about that? What do you think about that?
I think that's awesome.
I think nice that's what he's telling
handsome.
Yeah, good to see you.
You can go blank yourself.
It's nice of you to come today and to show up.
I'm here.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's nice of you to come and then to show up.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes.
I sent the text this morning just as a reminder.
And then,
don't forget.
His headset's not on.
I don't even care. Yurko's
over there.
Help me.
Yurko's fixing his headset while Waddle is wearing it.
I'm going to reach around while you're at it.
Let me get a picture of this so I could promote the show.
I don't think that's going to work, Johnny. You're probably going to poke my eye out.
Careful.
Mr. Fix-It over there.
I've worn it before.
Yeah, I know. It's okay.
By the way.
He still doesn't. It's not, still not even
fixed. No, I've worn it. You got to put it on your head in a certain angle where it's not dependent upon the pressure of the prongs to hold the earpiece in place. You got to wear it at a weird angle where it's up and the earpiece settles into it.
Mm. You gotta use, we're a fucking radio
right,
station.
Tommy, you got to use gravitas.
How about that?
There you
gravity.
Go.
Now it works. Look at that.
Great.
He just
now
fixed it on the fly.
How about
look at that.
Yeah.
By the way, Summer Waddle's here. Like, he's got his golf shirt, his Titleist visor.
Oh, yeah.
It's Summer Waddle.
The dangling hair over the visor, the floppy hair.
I love it. Summer's here. Summer Waddle is here.
Are you
know?
Coffee? Yeah.
Did you golf this morning?
No, I played golf on Monday.
Okay.
It was great.
You wearing
to
the same clothes?
Right?
No, I was not.
You look good, kid. Yeah. I'm playing golf Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Wow. Jesus. 4-day golf weekend.
I got to tell you, though, like, I was so fucking sore on Tuesday.
I know.
I hadn't played in 2 months. That's when you know, like, you're beyond old.
Right, dude. My quads are
golf. I mean, we walked, but that you play around at golf and you need to take a week off.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, but I'm nining it. So I'm nining it. Scramble event on Saturday. A 666 event, Sign of the Beast.
Yes.
That event, and so it's competition where you're playing with somebody against everybody else, big money. It's a good contest.
Big money.
And then Sunday will just be a normal round of golf, going out and enjoying with friends and having a good
time. What age are you where, you know, back in the day we used to be able to roll out of bed and play a game of pickup basketball. Oh. No problem. Probably didn't have to stretch, you know, and... And we'd be fine, obviously, through your 20s. When's the cut? Like, to me, it hit me hard when I played one game of 16-inch softball.
Yeah.
It was a co-ed league a few years ago. This was, like, maybe 5 years ago when I was 45.
Right. That's about the age I was going to say, 45.
Pulled my hamstring. And I was sore in the rest of my body for a week for fucking 16-inch slow-pitch softball.
Yeah.
And, like, back in the day, we could do any of that stuff.
You could do any.
Like, Waddle and Yurko are pro athletes.
Long time ago.
That's what makes me feel like there's
many
no...
moons ago.
There's no dodging it, you know, because
there's
even
not.
These guys... On Friday night, this last Friday night, at the end of... in the last 15, 20 minutes of our Little League practice, me and two of the other coaches said, let's have some fun with the boys, and we'll hit fly balls and hit them out, you know, and hit a bunch of them out of the park for the kids, right?
I love that's the fun for them.
I know,
used to do that when I was
a
camp counselor, too. All right, now it's the counselor's turn to hit Derby. We're calling it 500, though.
Right.
Whoever can get 500 gets to hit. No kid will get 500.
And we really just wanted to bomb some out of the park. And I had thought to myself, I'm like, man, when was the last time I faced, other than hitting fungos to the kids, like the last time I faced live pitching? And I know when it was. It was Sylvie's bachelor party, which was when?
It's 2011.
Okay.
That's
so it's been 11
years. 2012.
So 10 years. Okay. So 10 years.
Yeah.
I have not taken a swing at a actual pitch. And so we've got my fungo bat.
Almost exactly two because it's July of 2012.
Probably shouldn't be doing it with a fungo bat anyway. But when I woke up the next morning, My fucking hands hurt so bad. I couldn't close my hands.
Right.
And I'm like, what the fuck?
What happened?
Because I hit baseballs last night.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
I got my hands and my forearms.
So what's the age?
Father, 45. Time has never lost a battle.
I was stunned. Right. I'm like, is this for real now?
No. You know
what? What?
You hit any home runs?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Only because you haven't done it in a long time. That's why when you run, you're still good.
It was unbelievable.
You've never stopped running.
That's right. True.
Even though you're not running as fast, Tommy, as you usually run, and your speeds come down, but because that motion is a familiar motion in your body, it's fine. But when you do something you haven't done in a long time, then you feel it in the hands. Like,
I couldn't believe it. I'm like, what? Like, I can't close my hands.
When I went to Pinehurst and played Tobacco Road that first time 4 years ago, like 2018, so I'm 51 at that point. It hurt, man. I played Tobacco Road. The next day, I had to go. I went to the bathroom. It was 4:30 in the morning. I go to the bathroom. It's like somebody shot me.
Yeah.
Joey Bukowski wakes up and he goes, man, he thought I was having a heart attack. I says, no. I says, listen,
did you
I
think
go, my back.
Heart attack?
No, my back tightened up. Yeah. Locked up on me. I go to take, I need to get on the crapper. I sat there for about 5 minutes trying to catch my breath. I mean, I've had that happen in college where I just reached for a jacket and boom, and it went into a spasm. It was over. I had to crawl to bed and I prayed to the Lord, just take me now. Take me now.
Take me now. Did you play the next day?
I played that morning.
Yeah.
I played 36 that day.
Got to get it going again.
I got pharmaceutically enhanced. Yeah. I got taken down. I had the stuff taking me back up. But I said, I'm going to make it. I'm going to warm up. But I played Tobacco Road, and we're playing Pinehurst the next morning. That morning, I just went up to go take a dump. And the next thing you know, I crawled to the bathroom.
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
Listen. Serious. I crawled up to shitter.
Oh my God.
And planted myself on there, and it was still taut and tight, man. Sorry. And trying to wipe, I had to shower.
Oh,
but
even
wipe,
oh my
God. I had to jump into the shower
to make things good, you know?
You know you're old when you can't wipe your own ass.
Right. Well, you know, when your back locks up, trust me, a lot of things happen.
It's the worst.
Made it out, Ben gated up, you know, all the everybody had a spray, something. One guy had some pharmaceuticals.
Just be careful you're not using mace.
I tore it all up. So, you know, it
was. Tore it all up. Oh
I was
God,
fine. And then I went and I stretched.
So I'm
and warmed up and hit some balls and I was fine.
I'm interested in the 4:30 dump though. I mean,
yeah, it's early for
that
a dump.
To me is like the stomach's not going yet. It's kind of hibernating.
I may have woke up. You know, we had one of them Pinehurst dinners,
but it a night of drinking
lobster.
And eating.
Right.
Yeah,
it was lobster for that night. Yeah. It was steak
red wine,
for the
red wine,
carrot cake.
I could see that.
Carrot pie. Cake. It was all fantastic.
Yeah, I could see that.
So about 4:30, I started rumbling a little bit. You know, like this made it all be.
You take such a shit at your back locked up.
Yeah.
After a big meal like that, I could see it though. You wake up all of a sudden, it's 4 a.m. You're like, oof,
but
it's not sitting right.
I'd say 45, you feel it, but 51.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you could do something simple and you're hurting.
I think felt it's 40. It for the first time at 40.
Yeah.
Like, my body changed at 40, and then 40 to 50 was kind of like the same, you know, situation. I'm 55 now. Like, I played golf on Monday, and I'm still hurt. My neck still
great
hurts.
Tom Waddle is still sore after golf.
I feel
no
a little
hope
better.
No hope for any of us.
No hope.
I mean,
I
it's
feel worse.
But like Johnny said, it's you're using muscles. I hadn't played golf since March.
Right.
So you're using muscles that you haven't used in a long time.
Jeez.
And you just got to retrain them. Into
right.
it. Yeah.
You got to retrain them.
How sad.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
By the way, it doesn't take a lot. It takes a little bit of maintenance every day. That's all it takes.
Did you guys see?
Well, who's doing maintenance every day on your body?
I try.
Yeah, not me.
Did you guys see the Waddle groupies on Friday?
No.
Oh, yeah.
At Benny's Beverage. Yeah. I posted a picture of them. They must have. How old do you think they were? In their 70s?
Oh, easy.
Easy in their
70s. Late 70s.
Waddle believes so they're two old women who are there right at the beginning of the show, front row.
Yeah.
I said hello to them. I'm like, look at these cute old ladies. Like, hey. Couldn't care less about
it's like,
me.
Of course not. It's Waddle's
what,
Maryland.
Right. They're hoping for some thunderstick.
Yeah,
exactly.
They wanted the good old number 87 over the middle.
You better believe it.
They took out like 587 jerseys.
All folded. You know how they when someone brings you a jersey, you know that it's not for their grandkids.
Right.
And they say for a reason.
No. But Waddle thinks like there's some sort of
who's
hiding this?
Let me tell you what Waddle said.
Two people hired to get the autographs.
Waddle has done this long enough to know A, so let's get this off the table, that she ain't getting shit for this thing. It's worth 10 bucks, maybe. Okay, so let's get that out of the equation. I've seen this enough to know whether somebody is bringing you a jersey because it's a keepsake. Later in the night, there was a guy that brought two pictures. And he was it was him at Platteville with his ex-wife
and his son,
and his son on his shoulders. And he
his
had
son
two
was
pictures.
Like five at the time. He's 36.
He's 36. Oh, he has two pictures.
Those pictures aren't going anywhere.
Exactly. When you, I don't care the age of the people. Stone-faced. Five jerseys, yeah, all
five,
folded,
five
all
jerseys.
Folded perfectly.
It's, I'm a great grandma. I'm giving them to my kids.
Sylvie goes, "Who are these for? These for the grandkids?" The woman goes, "Yeah, they're for my grandkid." They stayed for exactly about 7 minutes, and they got up and left.
I'm like, a Waddle on this.
I didn't make
but
a
I
fuss about
that.
It.
I'm not ripping Waddle. Like he keeps thinking I'm ripping
no,
him.
No.
I'm asking you this. Okay, let's say you're. What's his name? Bergie? What's Bergie's name out in Highland Park? Let's
his name is Bergie.
Even if Bergie gets him for $3 a jersey, he makes Bergie? $3. Or like a collector who's a selling them or whatever. You know, that's what you think. If it's only a couple of bucks, why are you embarrassed to do it yourself? And why are you using two women as a shield? Like,
not embarrassed, but he might think that he might think Waddle, because I guarantee you he's run into this. He's probably seen athletes who are annoyed that people are only getting things signed.
Mike Trout, I get. When Mike Trout, you're hiring kids. This is Mike Trout. Waddle's going to sign for anybody, and he doesn't give a shit. Why are
you? The guy might not know that though.
In the business of collecting, that usually there's a there's a per item signed. Usually there's a kickback that happens or you're involved in. Like, if you go someplace, you get a little something for, you know, signing some stuff. In a similar situation, there's a guy that I always see. He's got 9 to 18 cards.
Always.
He's got them neatly organized, ready to sign, boom, boom, boom. He's not keeping all those for himself.
No, of course.
He asked me if it's okay. I said, I don't care. I said, kid.
That's what I mean.
If you get 10 bucks a piece, God bless you.
Listen,
I sign all the cards all the time.
I know and I don't care. I get 10 cards in the mail probably every 2 days. I sign them all and send them back. I don't care. If you can get 10 cents for them, have at it. Right. I don't care. All I said to you was they're not fooling me. I don't care.
I'm just saying that you're not hiding that you're running a Mexican cartel and the guy
people
who can
weird.
Do it. Like, I could imagine him at home. Waddle's at Benny's today. You know, I know they're not worth a lot. I got to get five of these signed.
I'm going to hire a couple mules.
What's
the thought? I don't understand the fucking thought process.
Have you ever been around the memorabilia crew? It ain't rocket science.
Yeah.
I mean, it just
isn't. That's why Coach took the variable out. Coach Ditko always put the basket.
Bucks.
That's the way it's going to be.
Hey,
per item.
Put money in that.
Per item.
Per item.
Money's not going to me. It's going to charity. Per item.
$20.
That way you stop the people coming up with 10 items. Put $200 in there.
Yeah.
Don't mess around. I know what you're doing.
True. Coach
put
is good
the 200
about that.
In. It'll go to charity. You ain't got to worry about it.
It is one of the oddest things you'll ever experience.
Yeah.
Go to a memorabilia show sometime and see what goes on there.
I know all that. I'm just saying for you, for five of them, why go through the trouble of hiring $2,000? I'm not ripping you. I'm not ripping your worth. I'm saying, who's the dude saying, boy, I need a shield for this one?
Like I said,
I don't want to be had.
No,
me.
You know what? I'll point the guy out to you next time we're out.
But he's willing to come up to you, this guy.
Well, but sometimes
it
he
is
does.
Odd. Like if it was Sandy Koufax, you'd get it.
That's what I'm saying.
It is a little odd.
What I'm saying.
I can't go ask Waddle.
He's there
to
if he doesn't come up and say hello just to make sure his horses don't get, you know, interfered with.
Like, why? You got to know that Waddle, Yurko, Mongo. He'll sign anything. Mongo will sign anything back in the day.
Yeah.
Anything. And he didn't fucking care.
I've been at places, shows. Some guy comes up, same guy all the time. He'll give me 27s, the number 7 that you just iron on or sew onto a jersey. He's like, hey, can you sign? Same guy every time. I go, dude, I'll do whatever you want. You give me 100 of them, I'll sign them all for you. Like, there's probably 10 guys.
And then I wish him luck. JD's dad was here, and they're going to auction off the 67 Cleveland Browns jersey.
Right.
That JD bought $5 online. Remember he told me? He goes, I got it for $5.
$5 Yurko jersey.
$5 Yurko jersey, Cleveland Browns jersey online. He asked me to sign it. I signed it. He got a nice frame on it. He put it in his basement, and boom, it was always up there on his little Hall of Fame wall, trophy wall up there. So they're going to auction it off. They asked me if it was okay. I said, it was JD's jersey. It's not my jersey. They go, all I did was sign it. Problem is, you're going to auction it off. So we're going to have a Sam Malone-like situation. You know that.
What's
the
Sam Malone? Sam Malone. Sam Malone.
Cheers.
What is the situation, though?
The show was that he had donated his jersey for an auction to raise money. Nobody was bidding on the damn item. Right. So it was on television.
So he had to
and
buy
then
it?
In the back room, he's in there.
He's calling.
It's Jimmy from Pawtucket. And he's buying
the Nobody
jersey.
Wanted the Mayday Malone jersey.
And then
jersey.
Diane catches him on the phone bidding on his own jersey.
That's embarrassing.
So we might have a Sam Malone-like situation June 8th. That's all I'm worried about.
It's June 28th, actually. June 28th.
This is you're talking
June
about the 20th, one in Tao, right?
Yes, yeah, the event in Tao.
Okay, what's the website
There's
for everybody, by the way?
There's 17 different events going on.
It's the initials. It is pinned to my Twitter. It's pinned on my Twitter.
Hold on.
I got
JD.
If you go to my Twitter handle, it is pinned on my Twitter. It is, Sylvie, I think, is right.
TVMJD. Go ahead.
1.bidpal.net/voices. No. Yeah, that's it, isn't
it? What's the website, the foundation for Vaughn McClure and JD?
This takes you right to the tickets.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You can go on something that someone can remember. You're giving out one.
Well, I know. I'm sorry. But I mean, I'm going by Domofsky. I got it on my thing. Domofsky said it. So I pinned the tweet where you can buy the tickets. But you're right. I don't see the actual website. I'm sorry, Sylvie.
Here it's T. The T stands for the. So it's TVMJD. Foundation.org.
That stands
for the Vaughn McClure Jeff Dickerson Foundation.org.
Nice.
But it's, and then so it's TVMJD Foundation.org. Tickets available June 28th. Tao, we're all going to be there. We're raising money for all the causes that JD and Vaughn McClure cared about, as Waddle pointed out on our show. You know, October, he's overseeing the Vaughn McClure Foundation function up at the Lincolnshire Marriott. He's dealing with cancer.
Yeah.
He's doing it alone, basically. No one knows, and he's a champ because, he's selfless. That's what JD does, and now here we are.
And he commanded the room, as he always did, and was there to support Vaughn, and,
Sarah's going to MC that thing at Tao. Sarah Spain on the 28th.
So we got to pack the place. Get your tickets. I know, I think they're going for what, like 100, 150, something like that?
Something like that.
But they're all going to charity. If you loved JD, if you loved Vaughn McClure, if you read Vaughn's articles, if you listened to JD, read his stuff, listened to him hosting shows all these years, it's a small price to pay for, what we're dealing with two losses at a very young age.
For sure.
So, all right, let's, what do you guys want to, get into, what are you hard for to lighten the mood a little bit?
What are we hard for?
Well, you're hard for Blue Chew,
BlueChew.com. Use the code unhinged and you'll get a month's supply for free. You should check it out yourself.
Getting closer to getting engaged?
I'm hard.
He's not getting engaged.
Really? Did I miss that last show?
Stop. That's silly.
See, now all of a sudden it's not, after years of busting my balls.
It's not so much fun anymore.
I just said it was silly. I've been married already. You know that.
Oh, yeah.
Have we drifted towards any type of common law marriage at all? No, there's no cohabitation.
You have to cohabitate for common law.
No, cohabitation.
Does she know where you live?
She does, yes. Oh, she's been over. A little cup of Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So there are sleepovers.
Yeah. There have been those. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's sleepovers.
Carm runs.
Not a lot of sleeping going on.
Just PR.
Oh, yeah.
What are you guys talking about?
No, what am I hard for? Listen, I'm hard for the fact that Real Madrid won the 14th Champions League title. Listen, they weren't the best team on the pitch, but they found a way to put a goal
in. Did they get outshot 9-1?
Frustrating. They frustrated Liverpool, and Thibaut Courtois, the goalie, was fantastic. The Belgian, look for him in the World Cup in October and November of this year.
I'm hard for Avs Oilers. 8-14 goals last night. Yeah. I mean,
how about that offside one that they did refuse to call offside?
Yeah.
I mean, that was ridiculous. Carm, you even, you knew that. That
this
was
is
offside.
Good. Everyone was talking about hockey. These are two of the premier players in the NHL.
Oh, if two. You probably have four of the eight best players in the league in this series. Like, you probably can't do a top eight, top ten list without Draisaitl, McDavid, Makar, and
is Patrick Kane in that top 10
McKinnon.
List these days?
Yes. I'd say he's probably close.
Wait a minute. Give me all those names again.
I'd say McDavid? Makar for sure, McDavid for sure, Draisaitl, and probably McKinnon.
And McKinnon.
Patrick Waugh, don't forget.
What
Patrick.
About McDraisaitl?
McDraisaitl?
Oh, my God. Everybody else is McKinnon, McDavid,
I know.
McCarr.
I don't think you can make a top 10 list without those four guys. You have four of the top, you know, handful of best players in the league in this series. It's phenomenal.
You're not raging against like a high goal.
No,
score,
I don't
right?
mind.
Like, it's fun.
I don't mind. Yeah.
Offense is good.
It's fun. Well, listen,
refuse to call offsides. It's going to be easy.
with these two teams, you're right. No, I don't mind it. I don't like, I don't need to see. Like, listen, anybody that can objectively, I can't believe anybody could objectively sit back and say, what we just watched in the Eastern Conference Finals in the NBA was fun. That was fucking awful.
Game seven was good. It was unaesthetically awful.
Game seven was not at least dramatic.
Yeah, it was
Carm,
dramatic.
You were bitching the whole game
was,
seven.
But then you
watched the 6-2 game with Carolina and New York.
Their fucking offense is brutal. I mean, watching the Heat and both those teams, really, they're both great defensively.
Yeah.
And Miami had way too many injuries to really, you know, the minute Hero went out, I don't know what happened to Duncan Robinson. Can anybody figure that one out?
He was
planted
on the bench.
He's terrible. Like, I gave Jimmy a ton of credit yesterday, a ton. And what he did in Game 6 and 7 should be applauded. But
where's
he,
the butt here?
It's very laborious watching him offensively. Like, that was fucking brutal basketball. It was brutal. For seven games, it was brutal.
I know what you're saying. Like, that's what drives me crazy is, and I'm fine with you saying it that way. He's not the strongest. He's not the fastest. He doesn't jump the highest. He doesn't have these crazy dunks or awesome step-back threes like Steph. He's not going to do Ja at the hoop.
Right.
He's not going to do a Steph away from the hoop.
Right.
But you know what he's going to do? He's going to fucking get it done.
And the guy puts his heart out there.
I'm hard like, for him.
Yeah. I will say,
he
like,
carry that team. It's the, like, what I, the biggest issue that I've got with people these days is saying you can't have Jimmy as your one. Well, Jimmy as your one did everything that we would be applauding Giannis, that we would be applauding the Joker for, that would we be applauding Embiid for, we applaud Doncic for.
Yeah.
Carrying the team when you don't have anybody else producing at a high level. He nearly took him over the finish line all by him, his fucking lonesome. And oh, by the way, when a guy like me who loves DeMar and what he does, but yet we know what DeMar is defensively. DeMar's not getting in front of anyone. DeMar's not doing it. Jimmy is fucking doing it on the other end, too.
Always. He does. He plays both ends of the floor. I will give him a ton of credit for Game 6 and 7. That was, in a sports context, heroic. The guy's playing, I think, on one knee.
39 points, something like that.
It was 48. What
was it?
47
and 35, I think. He played every fucking minute.
And then that includes game
every
one.
Every minute.
Now, in the middle of the series, he was dealing with a knee.
Oh, yeah, I think he was playing on one leg.
Game one, what did he have? 42?
Something. 40 something?
Another 40-point game.
He had a 40-point game in game one. He played, I think, almost all 48 minutes in game six. He played all 48 minutes in game seven.
Right.
Like, that is...
That's why
you
got
to tip your hat.
I'm hard for Jimmy buckets.
Yeah.
He had 29 in game two.
Yeah, he went 40-something, then it was games 3, 4, and 5.
How
he really
many guys
struggled.
Can you say right now have had a better playoff than Jimmy Butler? The entire, like...
Doncic
in the team photo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Giannis
had a terrible game 7 against the Celtics.
He did. You know Giannis's averages, though? Nobody ever put up the averages he put up in a playoff series.
Games.
In a playoff run. Like, minimum of 10 games, nobody ever averaged what Giannis averaged points,
Giannis's
rebounds,
box score was good in game 7 as far as, like, the accumulation
stats. But it
wasn't
great, yeah.
He missed one layup after another in the second half.
Jimmy in games 3, 4, and 5 had 8 points, 6 points, and 13. And he played 20 minutes, 27 minutes, and then 40.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he had a little bit of a lull, but, like, overall, you got to go back also to the earlier playoff series, too, when he
was. That's what I'm saying. He was he's been the best player in the three series. He had a better series than Tatum. Yeah. Before that, he was the best player in his series. And in the first round, he was the best player in his series. So how could you say a guy every step of the way has been the best guy on the floor in playoff games, and he's doing it on both, but he's not a one?
I think he's,
it's on the supporting cast, not on Jimmy.
I think you're right. I think he's had the best postseason of any player, regardless of team.
He probably has.
Because Doncic has had a more consistent offensive production, but he doesn't play on the defensive end the way that Jimmy does.
Yeah.
So,
I
would say Andrew Vaughn to me. Andrew Vaughn last night was locked in. You knew he was. Who's a pitcher for the Blue Jays? Who's Gloss? Is it Glossman?
Kevin Gossman.
You knew Vaughn was going to create some havoc. And I think at this point behind TA, we haven't seen enough of Robert. It feels like Vaughn has been their second most productive offensive player.
He's got the second best OPS plus on the team behind TA. I agree with you. What is this? 286, 333, 524. Who knows what that is? 286.
It's Andrew Vaughn's slash line.
Against?
Righties.
Right-handed pitching.
And that was a big question.
286, 333, 524 against
right-handed
pitching.
Last year. And again, you're going to face more righties and lefties.
Course,
I get it. But you look at his splits from last year, and there's not a lot of difference.
I think he's always going to kill lefties. He's learning now to be the polished hitter, I think. Or we're starting to see he's the polished hitter that they thought he was going to be coming out of college.
His second at-bat last night, I know it wasn't the home run.
It was great.
Was maybe the best at-bat I've seen a Sox player have all year.
It was great.
2020, he didn't play, right?
He went, 2020, he did
he
not.
He was on the taxi squad. He didn't play in a minor league game.
Correct.
He wasn't with the big league club. Like, think about that year of development that he missed. And then he steps up in 2021, and he does some stuff. But, okay, he's not good against righties. But, again, he was off for a full year of baseball.
He can hit, man. He can. I think the kid can really hit, and he needs to continue to play every day.
Oh, by the way,
I think they know that.
Waddle, really quick, did you tell them the story about Travis Barker and Courtney Kardashian?
Yes.
We couldn't talk about that. We tried a little bit. Would you dump, if someone said semen on the show, would you dump it?
Yeah, probably.
Semen? It's a medical term.
Yeah, I mean, if you said, like, scum.
If you said spooge.
Or baby batter.
Like, can I say?
The Crosstalk Unhinged podcast is brought to you by BlueChew.com. Get the chewables that give you the confidence you need and the performance you both want when it's time to have fun. BlueChew.com, promo code unhinged.
Baby batter.
Say, like, you know? We say penis 10 times a day.
Right, I mean, like, it is.
What's the difference if you say penis or semen?
I dumped it and I got ripped.
Yeah,
Miller was pissed at me.
I don't think you have
Miller
to dump
was upset.
Courtney Kardashian says a doctor told her to drink Travis Barker's semen 4 times a week to help her thyroid levels.
Wow.
While speaking about her fertility journey on Thursday's episode of The Kardashians, Courtney Kardashian said a doctor told her to drink now husband Travis Barker's semen 4 times a week to increase her chances of conception. Flawed advice that has no basis in medicine.
This
Kardashian
can't be real.
Said the doctor, who she did not identify, claimed doing so would improve her thyroid levels. I can't remember what he said, if it was high or low. Well, he told me that the thing that would help it was drinking his cum like 4 times a week.
And that's not backed up by any science drinking semen improves the thyroid condition?
No science.
Wow. What an asshole of a doctor.
Yeah. Well, really? So, depends on whose perspective.
Well, did you see his name? It's Dr. Mitch Cumstein.
That's good, Sylvie. That's pretty good.
Like, whose perspective is he a horrible doctor?
Mitch Cumstein. That was very good.
Hey, Courtney, you know what you need to do?
That was very good. Oh, you know what it was? It was Dr. Rosen. Dr. Rosenpenis.
Dr.
Rosenpenis.
You know, Travis was here a half hour before your appointment started. We wanted just to get our ducks in the row here. We've come to the conclusion that you need to swallow him up
God.
To 4 times.
By the way, Barker, his exact quote, love this doctor.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember the study from a couple years ago that said that a man dramatically reduces the chance of developing prostate cancer if you ejaculate
20
like
times?
27 times a month. They said 20 to 27 times a month will greatly decrease the
probability of you.
I said it to my wife, and she was like, "That's nice."
Yeah.
I mean,
good luck. Here's some lotion.
Yeah, exactly.
We have good insurance and good doctors.
Good for you.
Are you up to? You got to be up to 27 a month.
Oh, easily.
74.
Easily.
74.
74.
What do you think his back's 69. Locked up?
69!
That's why my hands never hurt.
68! That's good, Yurko. That was pretty good.
I tied it all together.
Use the code unhinged because they'll give you a month free. You just have to pay $5 for shipping. So you can't fuck like an animal anymore. Look, we're talking about how we're old.
Excuse me?
You know? We don't look like an animal these days.
Well,
when you were 20, you did. Now you're too old.
I thought you said something that was bestiality related. I heard it wrong. I'm sorry.
Easter Bunny, fuck a animal. I said like an animal, for crying out loud. You maniac. What's the matter with you? This will make you strong like bull again, all right? And you'll perform. Nothing to be ashamed of. BlueChew.com. We've been talking about them for years. BlueChew.com. And you get a month's free. Just used unhinged when you check out.
All right.
All right, boys. Good to have all four of us back. Why don't you go fuck yourself, Tommy?